I'm LaVon.
I'm Miss Nene.
Welcome to Family Fun in the Kitchen, and we're going to have fun today getting ready for
Christmas.
Yes, and cookie exchanges. I know several already planned, and maybe you've been wondering what kind of cookie to make. You know, some people have favorites they do every year. But if they're like me, I'm not very much a cookie person. I think this one would fill my bill.
It's easy, LaVon. It's called,
that's what I like.
Yes, it's called festive whipped shortbread, and it's actually our daughter's very favorite cookie. It only consists of four ingredients. The mixing method is done with a food processor. I'm sure you can do it with a mixer also or by hand, but the recipe does rigid call for a food processor. And then these little balls of dough, they're either formed by hand or formed with a cookie scoop and rolled in colorful sprinkles.
You know, so you have lots of choices there of what color you, so you can make a whole bunch of different colored ones, or if you want to follow a theme, you might do red and green ones or whatever you choose.
Yep, that's right. And you know, I for the life of me, I cannot even remember where I got this cookie recipe. More than likely from one of those neat magazines that you find in the grocery store checkout aisle by there, because that's what's, for me, what is so fun about the upcoming holidays is seeing all those gorgeous cookie recipes in those magazines.
You just get drawn in, don't you? But I know this is a favorite because I can see it's been well used.
Yes. Yeah. It doesn't, most of my recipes are in plastic sleeves because in order to protect them, so they don't, this one does not have any butter stains on it or anything like that.
Wet like stains. It's maybe had some
but it has stains. A lot of notes.
Yes and that's, you know, that's a good point about making notes, because if you find a recipe and you think, well, this is really good, but, and then make a note. So the next time, don't like I often do is, oh, I'll remember that. Well, of course I don't remember it. It needs to be written down.
Well, and I think it's good, too, that when you make a recipe and you like it and want to keep it around, other than even making notes such as good or excellent or I like this, jot down maybe some little differences that you did with the recipe in order to have it turn out like it did. And I usually date it when I make those notes, because for this aging mind, it starts to maybe perk a little bit of remembrance of, oh yes, I remember it was that date when I did.
And since you first made it, you've made, I don't know, 100 different kind of cookies, but you say, oh, I want to go back to that one, and it's been maybe a little while, so those notes are great. You know, one of the fun things I think about this one, we try and talk about what kids can do.
Oh yes.
Oh my goodness, I would think they just have so much fun rolling those cookies, even if you have to shape them for them, or they, depending on age, could shape them. But picking out the sprinkles and rolling them.
Well, and this is a cookie recipe that it doesn't tend to get, the dough does not tend to get soft quickly, because you do start off with chilled butter. And then as the ball of dough is being shaped, it's easy to maneuver it. And I think a child would have a lot of fun with that. Some children might only want to experiment with that dough and just have that feeling of what the dough is like rolling in the hand. Mm-hmm. And then when it takes shape into a ball and they see that, it's kind of an amazing experiment for them. Mm-hmm. And then, yes, rolling it into the sprinkles and or sparkling sugar or whatever you choose to do. Maybe you want to roll these in into chopped nuts. But that makes it even more fun.
And could you not roll them in sprinkles and decorate them?
They're little balls of cookies, so they're not a flat cookie, I would say. So I could easily see a glaze that's poured over them, a warm sugar glaze, powdered sugar glaze. Maybe that glaze has some almond extract in it, or raspberry extract, or your favorite extract. Branch away from the vanilla flavor for this time of year. Maybe even maple. A lot of people really enjoy maple.
And this would be a good base for that, because it's the basic, I'm going to say sugar cookie, although it's called shortbread, but it has that basic flavor that you could enhance in a number of ways.
Now, the acid in it is cornstarch, and it takes quite a bit of cornstarch, 3/4 of a cup. You want to be sure you have that on hand before you start the recipe, and many people may not. The recipe includes butter, powdered sugar, cornstarch, and all-purpose flour. So you can imagine the powdered sugar and the cornstarch are both very fine ingredients and would work together in the baking process so that when you ate it, the cookie would melt in your mouth. Mm-hmm. And the texture then from this cookie comes from the sprinkles, the little crackle sprinkles that as you eat it. And I think this cookie makes such a fun cookie for a cookie tray because it's so colorful. We tend to have a lot of chocolate cookies, yes. or maybe just plain cookies or cookies with nuts. But boy, you get this little festive circle ball.
And you could make them whatever size you want. I mean, within reason. I'm thinking mm-hmm. sometimes it's nice to have a small cookie to add to a tray
yes.
rather than the bigger ones. But if you want to do bigger ones, well, go for it.
Well, the recipe calls for shaping them into 1 1/4-inch balls. I do tend to use a very small cookie scoop because by the time that dough is rolled in the sprinkles or nuts or crushed chocolate or whatever, it gets fatter, of course,
right.
and then would take longer to bake. But it does bake in a 350-degree oven, and in my oven anyway, for 22 minutes, but just until they're lightly browned on the bottom.
Now, you mentioned the cookie scoop. Do you just use that then, or do you use that as a starter and still roll them into a ball?
I use that as a starter, and then I will put that in my hand and roll it into a ball so that it's completely round.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you don't have to do that,
no.
but it would change the shape a little bit, I think, mm-hmm. by having it actually rolled into a ball.
And that's what's fun for children because it doesn't have to be exact. They can take a lot of pride in rolling these cookies, and once they come out of the oven, see what their workmanship, what it produced.
And if this is a new experience for them, this kind of cookie especially, seeing them come out of the oven, I think, is like, whoa. You know, I rolled a ball, and now look at mm-hmm. it.
And it's a much easier cookie to make with children than a rolled sugar cookie and a decorated sugar cookie. I know we all love to do that, and more than likely, most of us have had wonderful family experiences doing that at Christmas time, either with our children or as a child ourselves, or even with grandchildren, or who knows, but with family, because that is a very hot, you might say, hot idea for bringing the family together in the kitchen.
Yeah, as you say, lots of memories. You mentioned mm-hmm. it. And of course, part of the fun stories are, well, those decorated cookies didn't always look quite like
yes.
grandmas or adults. But that was okay because
oh, yes.
it was the fun part, and it belongs to the child.
And you might have had all kinds of colored sugar on the floor, sprinkles on the floor, but they vacuum up and they scrub
that's
up.
True.
So it's the experience we're talking about
right.
here.
Right. And
the bringing together.
Likely you just do this once a year. So it is a very mm-hmm. special kind of holiday that brings those memories. Who knows how many years
that's
down
right.
the road.
That's
so,
right. Our children still refer to when we bake cookies when they were at home. And I think that probably that happened from the time that they were pre-kindergartners up to the time they left for college. It was just something that we did all mm-hmm. the time. It
mm-hmm.
was it was on the calendar between Christmas and New Year's, and we did it.
And even if you do that all year long, I'm thinking about all the great conversations that happen
oh,
when
yes.
you're doing that baking. It's not just about the baking.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. I can recall one Saturday afternoon we were doing this, and then that morning was the Sunday School Christmas program practice, and it was a musical. And I can tell you the girls were just reciting their lines while we were baking. They were singing songs. They were saying, "Hey, Mom, did you hear so-and-so say such and such? And he needs to work on his lines yet before tomorrow." And so anyway, it was just a fun time.
Great fun time.
Mm-hmm,
now, I want to go back to the recipe a bit because of the amount of cornstarch in here. That's mm-hmm. really unusual.
It is. And I have to think to myself that it is the required amount because I've made these cookies many, many times. But also, I have to be aware that when I'm eating it, there can be a little bit of a cornstarch flavor to this. So don't be surprised if you discover that when you're eating the cookie. Perhaps everyone's tongue picks up right. flavors differently. And I know that when our girls eat them, they don't notice that same flavor that I do. But if you have a very sensitive tongue, you might be aware that it this cookie might give a little bit lasting cornstarch mm-hmm. flavor. Others won't care because they're so pretty and they're so cute and they
dissolve,
just eat them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I'm wondering if that also is one of the reasons that it's easier to form, to roll, and doesn't stick to your hands, because that cornstarch is just a different kind of texture than flour, for mm-hmm. instance, mm-hmm. or yes. even than powdered sugar.
Yes, it is. I don't have the answer to that.
I'm surprised. You will be looking this up on the internet just pretty soon. Okay, so remind us where we're going to get this recipe.
Okay, this recipe will be available on the website at kjan.com. When you go there, click on Programs, and then click on Family Fun in the Kitchen with LaVon and Miss Nini. We will post a picture of these cookies along with the recipe and the podcast. And, of course, if you do not have computer access, please give us a call at KJAN, and we'd be more than happy to provide the cookie recipe for you so that you can enjoy it for your holiday gatherings. Remember now, make some fond family memories in the kitchen.